Jagannath's temple represents Dwarka, the place where the Supreme Personality of Godhead is worshipped in Aishwarya Ras, with great majestic reverence in the mood of pure love. Kundicha temple represents Sri Vrindavan Dham, the place of Madhurya Ras, where Krishna is worshipped in the intimacy and sweetness of unrestricted pure devotion. When Sri Radharani and the residents of Vrindavan went to Kurukshetra on the occasion of the solar eclipse, they met with Krishna after long, long years of separation. There Srimati Radharani saw her beloved Shamsundar in the form of Dwarkanath, wearing the robes of a great king, surrounded by chariots, elephants, soldiers, thousands of queens. Sri Radharani prayed within the core of her heart to take Krishna back to the simple forests of Vrindavan. Along the bank of Jamuna, amidst the Kadamba trees, she longed to see him in his threefold bending form, decorated with peacock feathers and forest flowers, playing upon his flute. It is this prayer of contemplation of Sri Radharani, bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan, that is the substance, the meaning of Sri Ratha Yatra. Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, who so mercifully descended into this world with the innermost love of Sri Radharani within his heart. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the spirit of Sri Radharani during Ratha Yatra, bringing Krishna from Jagannath temple or Dwarka to Gundicha temple, Vrindavan. Each and every year, Lord Jagannath would celebrate Ratha Yatra with his associates. Just before us is the Singhadwaram. This is a very special place where Lord Jagannath's Ratha Yatra begins. Snan Yatra takes place when Lord Jagannath is given bath. Then he is, by his own lila, appearing to be sick with fever. At that time, for 15 days, no one is allowed to see Jagannath except his confidential associates, the descendants of Vishvavasu of the Shabara class. They perform what's called the Anavasara, where they repaint the beautiful deity of Jagannath. And they also give him medicines in the form of fruit juices and other types of prasad. At this time, Lord Chaitanya would go to Alalanath, unable to bear separation from Jagannath in Puri. After 15 days came the most glorious festival everyone was waiting for, Netrotsava. Lord Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra appear in their Navayovanam Leela, newly freshly painted, restoring their eternal youth. Netrotsava is when they first give their darshan after 15 days of being in seclusion. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come with great eagerness for this festival. Generally, he always stood behind Garuda Standa, but for Netrotsava, he could not contain his eagerness to see Jagannath, and he would stand right before him with his devotees. For hours after hours, Lord Chaitanya would look upon the beautiful face of Jagannath with unblinking eyes. Lord Chaitanya's eyes are compared to bumblebees, and Lord Jagannath's eyes are compared to beautiful, fully blossomed lotuses. The bumblebee of Mahaprabhu's eyes could not stop drinking the nectar of the lotus flower beauty of Lord Jagannath. The next day was Ratha Yatra. Ratha Yatra would begin here at Singhadwara when the Dayatas would bring Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra out, holding their arms and shoulders, many of them, and balancing them with beautiful thick silken ropes. They would transfer them from one beautiful silk pillow to another called tulis and bring them upon their beautifully, beautifully decorated carts. Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra each have their own private cart to ride upon to Sri Gundicha. At the beginning of the ceremony, here at Singhadwaram, Maharaj Prataparudra would take a broom with a golden handle and accept the humble menial servant of the street sweeper for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath and his devotees. As Prataparudra was sweeping the street with a broom and sprinkling scented water upon the road, Lord Jagannath, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was so very pleased with his humility that he decided within his heart he would give Maharaj Prataparudra his supreme most causeless mercy. It was here that Lord Chaitanya divided his devotees into seven Sankirtan groups, each one with a lead singer, each one with a lead dancer. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged it so that four of the groups were in front of Jagannath's cart, one on the right side, one on the left side, and one behind. He would inspire all the devotees to begin chanting. There were two mridangas in each group, eight karatals in each group, so many devotees responding to the chanting. The sound of this kirtan filled the entire universe with transcendental purification of Krishna's holy name. The residents of Jagannath Puri would gather around to see this beautiful congregational performance of kirtan by Lord Chaitanya and his associates. And then Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would begin to dance. Sometimes he danced from one group to another. Sometimes he performed a great miracle by simultaneously expanding himself to be in each group. Simultaneously, each group thinking, Lord Chaitanya is so merciful, he never leaves us. Sometimes Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bring all the seven groups together and he would dance in the middle. Such ecstatic symptoms he would exhibit while dancing has never been seen in this world nor even revealed in the scriptures before. In this way, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would every year dance along this road from Jagannath Mandir to Gundicha Mandir for the pleasure of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. Today we will have kirtan following in the footsteps of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our dancing during this procession, as well as for every kirtan, should be very devotional and graceful and enthusiastic. It should not be rough or violent. It should be very pleasing to the eyes of the Lord, very pleasing to the devotees, and very pleasing to all those fortunate souls who have the opportunity to see Lord Chaitanya's dancing and chanting through his devotees. We have come to Jagannath Ballabha Garden. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami describes this as one of the most pleasant, beautiful of all the gardens of Sri Jagannath Puri. In the description of Sri Ratha Yatra, it explains how Lord Jagannath, Balaram, Subhadra, will be riding upon their carts. Carts are very high, built very opulently, with all sorts of elaborate decorations. Jagannath, the Lord of the Universe, is in the mood of returning to Vrindavan during Ratha Yatra. From his high seat on his chariot, with his beautiful lotus-like eyes, he looks on both sides and sees the many gardens of Puri. When he looks upon these beautiful gardens, he sees the very gardens of Sri Vrindavan. One of the foremost of all these gardens is Jagannath Ballabha Garden. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one evening, was wandering from one garden to another with his associates, such as Srila Swarup Damodara Goswami and Srila Ramananda Rai. They came to Jagannath Ballabha Garden. This was the full moon night of the month of Vaishakha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this garden as none different than Vrindavan. The trees and the creepers reminded him so much of Vrindavan. How beautiful! All the flowers were blooming with sweet aromatic scents. The bumblebees and the birds, like Shuka and Sari, were discussing one another songs in glorification of Radha and Krishna. The moon was illuminating all of the flowers and the leaves of every tree. The breeze appeared to be taking the position of the guru of all of the flowers, branches, and leaves in the trees, as he made them all appear to dance. In this most sweet atmosphere, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees were dancing and chanting from one tree to another throughout this garden. Srila Swarup Damodara Goswami was singing a particular verse from Gita Govinda. That verse was Lalita Labhanga Lata. Lord Chaitanya was dancing and dancing and dancing. Suddenly, Lord Chaitanya saw a beautiful Ashoka tree. Under that tree, Lord Shamsundar appeared to him. He was standing in his threefold bending form, complexion like a deep, dark monsoon rain cloud, his beautiful lotus eyes glancing upon Lord Chaitanya, and a smile upon his face. He was decorated with very delicate, beautiful forest flowers, and he had peacock feather in his hair. Lord Chaitanya, seeing the object of his life's goal, Krishna, standing before him, swiftly ran to Krishna. Krishna smiled and then disappeared. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell unconscious to the ground. When he came to consciousness again, he smelled the sweet fragrance of Krishna's body everywhere. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting and running, he was going every tree all around asking, "Where is Krishna? Have you seen Krishna?" But wherever he went, he did not see Krishna, but only smelled the sweet fragrance of Krishna's body. Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai sang beautiful, beautiful songs to try to pacify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his separation. In this way, Lord Chaitanya was just like a bumblebee. Have you ever seen how a bumblebee goes from one flower to the next flower, to the next flower, and then to the next flower? Similarly, Lord Chaitanya was going from one tree to one creeper, to one plant, to one flower, to another tree in this garden, searching for Krishna, being attracted by the sweet fragrance that the breeze was carrying. In this way, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees danced in Sri Jagannath Vallabha Garden throughout the entire night. When morning came, they went to bathe in the sea, after which they went to the temple of Jagannath for his darshan, where they continued the congregational chanting of Krishna's name. As we entered into the Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, there is an Ashoka tree, which is said to be the very tree, or descendant of the tree, under which Krishna appeared to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Lord Jagannath arrives at the Gundicha temple at the conclusion of the Ratha Yatra parade, he remains within Gundicha for 9 days. At that time, it is said that Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath Swami enjoy the pastimes of Vrindavan. The gardens within the Gundicha temple are none different than the Vrindavan garden. During that 9 days, Lord Chaitanya each year would rest every night in Jagannath Vallabha Gardens. It is also said that sometimes Ramananda Rai would train the young Devidasis to dance and to act in such devotional ways for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. Srila Ramananda Rai wrote a very beautiful devotional drama called the Jagannath Vallabha Nataka. And when he would teach the young girls how to perform their parts as the gopis and the sakis, and how to dance. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains the most extraordinary pastime in which Ramananda Rai exhibited the unparalleled devotional quality of such complete absorption in the service of Lord Jagannath that he was utterly indifferent to any of the external appearances or pleasures of this material world. In this very cool and pleasing atmosphere of Jagannath Vallabha Gardens, we can pray to Guru Vaishnavas and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu that we too may leave behind once and for all this endless search for material enjoyment and fix our consciousness in His service. The pleasing atmosphere of Vaikuntha, the abode of Vrindavan itself, manifests within our heart when we purify it through service to Guru and Vaishnava, always remembering Krishna and chanting His holy names. Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Thank you very much. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was celebrating Ratha Yatra with his devotees, it is described the cart stopped. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced very ecstatically for some time before Balaram, Subhadra and Jagannath, and they watched him with great astonishment. Lord Jagannath, with unblinking eyes, was watching the beautiful form of Gauranga dancing before him. In love. The king and all of his servants and ministers brought thousands and thousands of preparations. Then all of the Brahmins and all of the general local people from their homes. This is the one day a year, the one place and one time when everyone, whoever they may be, could offer personally their bhoga before the original forms of Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra. The carts of Balaram, Subhadra, Jagannath were surrounded by mountains and mountains, thousands and thousands of preparations brought in all different varieties of leaf plates, gold plates, silver plates. At that time, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into a nearby garden and laid on a raised platform to rest. On the instructions of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and with the blessings of all the devotees, Maharaj Prataparudra, in the disguise of a very simple, ordinary Vaishnava mendicant, entered into the garden and received Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ready causeless mercy. He massaged his feet, massaged his legs. He sang the songs of the gopis as contained in Gopi Gita. Jayati te vikam janmana prita. And when he sang the beautiful song, the prayer, describing how the message of Krishna is like nectar, and anyone who distributes this nectar of the message of Krishna is the most munificent welfare way. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and embraced Maharaj Prataparudra. Said, "You are most munificent, you are most munificent." Again and again he embraced the king, fulfilling all of his desires. At one time, Lord Chaitanya asked Maharaj Pratyabhuja, "You are putting me in so much happiness. Who are you?" Previously, Lord Chaitanya would not meet him because he was a king. King Kasaparuja replied, "I am the servant of the servant of your servants. My only ambition in life is that you may accept me as the servant of the servant of your servants." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed to Maharaj Pratyabhuja in nearby garden his divine opulences. And then Maharaj Pratyabhuja came out of the garden and offered his most grateful obeisance unto all the Vaishnavas, whose mercy made this most wonderful event possible. It was here near the Bala Gandhi that they tried to begin the procession again by pulling the carts, but Lord Jagannath's cart would not move. Thousands of people were pulling, still it would not move. Then King Kasaparuja sent for the biggest, strongest wrestlers. They were pulling with all of their strength, still it did not move. King Kasaparuja brought the most powerful elephants of the kingdom, harnessed them to Jagannath's cart. All these elephants were struggling and straining as the elephant riders were poking them and whipping them. They were making great, great roaring sounds, struggling and straining, but the cart did not move by one inch. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came out of the garden and saw this, smiled. Then he released all the elephants. He took the ropes of the cart and placed it in his devotees' hands. He himself went behind the cart, and with his head, he began to push. As soon as he touched it, his beautiful lotus head, immediately the cart started rattling and making great sound and began to move. The devotees were wonderstruck because the ropes were in their hands, but they were not even pulling. They were just laying in the hands and the cart was moving forward. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Shri Bala Gandhi ki! Rasagatya ki! In the 12th chapter of the Madhya Lila of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the narration explains how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his devotional mood of service to Lord Jagannath, was always thinking of his pleasure. In Krishna consciousness, nothing is simply a ritual for ritual's sake. Every single thing we do should be done in the consciousness of pleasing Krishna through our sincere devotion. Lord Chaitanya, knowing that Lord Jagannath, Balaram and Subhadra were coming to reside for 9 days in Sri Gundicha Mandir, wanted them to be received in the most pleasant atmosphere. In one sense, Lord Chaitanya taught that symbolically, Rath Yatra is inviting Krishna back into the home of our own heart. But before we can truly invite him, our hearts must be a completely clean and pure place for him to sit. Lord Chaitanya told his associate Kashimishra, the superintendent of the temple, bring brooms and buckets. I personally want with my associates to clean the Gundicha temple. What a wonderful description of how it was cleaned. They swept and swept and swept. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally, each devotee, he gave them garland, anointed their limbs with sandalwood pulp, and gave them a broom. They all marched in together, and they swept. Lord Chaitanya was sweeping. He was sweeping with so much enthusiasm, it appeared that he had 100 arms. He had all the devotees collect dust, sand, dirt, whatever particles may have been there, on the floor, the walls, the ceiling. And then Lord Chaitanya, with his own cloth, picked up piles of dust and brought it outside. Similarly, his devotees did the same. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, now let us sweep the temple again, searching for finer and finer particles of sand and dust and straw. After the temple was utterly cleaned, the devotees were standing with 100 buckets of water, waiting for the order. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the signal, they all started throwing the water on the ceiling, on the walls, on the altar, in the bhog, in the kitchen, on the floor, everywhere. Devotees were bringing more and more buckets from the sacred lake into Jumanasrova. Devotees were passing the buckets back and forth. Sometimes the buckets were colliding with each other and breaking. They had to bring newer, more buckets and buckets. There was so much of a congestion to Indrajumana-sova. Devotees were going to whatever wells or bodies of water they can find to get more and more water, and they were throwing everywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, with his own cloth that he was wearing, he was rubbing and shining and cleansing every part of the temple. At times, his eyes were crying so much in ecstasy that he was cleaning the temple with his tears. After the Gundicha temple was completely cleaned, so many pastimes took place there. Devotees would pour water secretly on Lord Chaitanya's feet. Then another devotee would say, please give me charity. And he would be given that water and drink it. Then another person would come to him and said, please give me charity. And he would give whatever remnants of the charanamrita. Another time, a Bengali Vaishnava, right in Lord Chaitanya's own presence, when he was conscious of what was happening, he poured water on Lord Chaitanya's feet while Lord Chaitanya was cleaning the altar of Jagannath. And he began to drink it. Lord Chaitanya turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami, externally quite angry, and said, just see what offense your Bengali Vaishnava has caused me to make, taking my foot wash on Lord Jagannath's altar. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, on Lord Chaitanya's command, took him by the neck and pushed him out of the temple. Swarup Damodar Goswami came back and appealed to Lord Chaitanya to forgive the Bengali Vaishnava. Unlimited pastimes took place in the cleansing of Gundicha, my dear. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to inspire the devotees in their cleaning, he was promising, you are cleaning very nice. I will reward you with Jagannath's Mahaprasad cakes. Now you teach others how to clean so nicely. And others, if he saw they were not working to their full extent, he would penalize them and lovingly chastise them. they let the water out of the temple, and it was like a great, great deluge of water coming out into the garden. Mahaprabhu, with his own cloth, he shined that temple till it was sparkling. Finally, when he found, now it is so perfectly pure, clean, and fresh, it is an appropriate place to bring Lord Jagannath and his brother and sister. Then they did the same thing and cleaned the temple of Lord Narasimhadev. After cleaning Narasimha temple, Lord Chaitanya was singing the prayers of Narasimha. And there was a big, big kirtan. Mahaprabhu himself was dancing and dancing in ecstatic love, exhibiting so many symptoms of devotion. He turned to a great Acharya's son, whose name was Gopal. Said, "Gopal, dance!" Gopal started dancing, and within a minute he fell to the ground unconscious. There was not a single symptom of life to be seen in his body. The devotees tried by all means to wake him up. Advaitacharya, his father, began to cry. All the devotees gathered around, chanting very loudly the holy names of Krishna. Still, Gopal did not awaken. Devotees thought, perhaps he is dead. So they chanted as loud as they possibly could into his ears the holy names of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya gracefully approached the lying body of Gopal and told him, "Gopal, stand up." Gopal stood up. Seeing this great wonder, the devotees danced in transcendental ecstasy, jubilantly chanting Krishna's name. Cleaning the Gundicha temple and Narasimhadev Bhagavan's temple, they all went in Indradyumna Sarovar to bathe and have wonderful, wonderful pastimes. After Lord Chaitanya pushed the Jagannath cart with his head, brought it again into motion, soon came to the Gundicha temple. Here, Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath were taken from their carts and brought on to the beautiful throne within the garden of Vrindavan called Gundicha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees danced and chanted before the Lord in his home in Gundicha for the remainder of the day. Then they all went to Indradyumna Sarovar to take their bath. For 9 days, Lord Jagannath and his brother and sister Balaram Subhadra remain in Gundicha every year. Lord Chaitanya, he would go with his devotees into the gardens within the compound of Gundicha. The beautiful, beautiful kirtans. Sometimes Vasudev Dutt would sing. Vakreshwar Pandit would dance. Lord Chaitanya would dance from tree to tree throughout the garden. Lord Chaitanya was in the mood of Sri Radharani, again united with Krishna in Vrindavan after so much separation. We cannot possibly grasp what is this devotional ecstasy that the Lord experienced. However, in our own humble and fallen condition, we could worship that Lord, and we could remember these pastimes. For by doing so, we naturally become attracted to his loving service. and thus we become purified. At this time, we should meditate on how utterly necessary it is for us to take seriously the process of cleansing our hearts. By following the four regulative principles, we do not allow any more dirt to enter into our hearts. By guarding against the offenses to the holy name, especially offenses against Vaishnavas, we do not allow terrible, terrible dirt to cover the throne of the Lord within our heart. For hearing the glories of the Lord as revealed by the great Acharyas, by serving the Lord, by chanting the holy names of the Lord attentively, carefully, every single day, by remembering the Lord, the nine processes of devotional service must be very carefully followed by each devotee. Srila Prabhupada put the greatest emphasis on following the four regulative principles and chanting attentively every single day, and working cooperatively to serve the mission of Lord Chaitanya. By doing so, gradually our heart becomes clean. In the pure state, only Krishna is pleased to fulfill all of our desires. Anandam buddhivaradhanam pratipadam punam vadasa. When our heart is cleansed through hearing and chanting the glories and names of the Lord, Krishna fulfills all our desires. The soul's desires, not the mind's desires. The soul's desire is for the eternal service of the Lord. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed in Shikshastakam what is the innermost desire of the soul. Nadanam na janam na sundarim kavatam bhavati bhavish kamale mama janmani janmani suri bhavatam bhakti rohani. Not to desire wealth, women, men, prestige, fame, liberation, but just pure service to the Lord, birth after birth after birth. Thank you very much.